Well, with the great weather that we are having this week, it's exciting to say that the Orange County Arts Commission Paint It Orange Plein Air Paint Out is happening once again. It's the seventh annual time that this is taking place, and it's all organized by the Orange County Arts Commission. Joining me in studio to talk a little bit more about this, as well as the wet paint sale that will happen at the end of the paint out, is Director of the Arts Commission, Katie Murray. Welcome back to the studio, Katie. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So this is the seventh year that Orange County Arts Commission has done this, but for folks who might not have heard of this terminology before, can you describe to us what a plein air paint out is? What makes it different from just, I guess, I don't want to say quote unquote normal painting, mm-hmm. but maybe what people picture in their heads when they think of painting?
It's different. Plein air basically is a fancy French term for outdoor painting. So some of the most famous artists, Van Gogh, Monet, these, iconic, oftentimes landscape outdoor artists were plein air artists. And essentially it means you are sitting outside painting what is directly in front of you. And even though some of the most famous artists throughout time were plein air artists, it's actually a really kind of specific narrow subsect of painters. It's really hard. You can imagine, you're sitting out in a park or a field somewhere, or even down, on Franklin Street, and, you're dealing with the weather, you're dealing with bugs, you're dealing with, interruptions. It could be animals, it could be people, whatever. Plein air artists have their own special equipment. They have a special easel, a special hat, it's like this whole thing. So, and a lot of times they kind of tend to travel together from paint out to paint out. So, we started this 7 years ago trying to kind of capture some of those roaming plein air artists, but while also encouraging our local painters who maybe haven't tried plein air before to give it a go. So it's always a good mix of experienced plein air artists and then, a lot of people who just kind of want to check it out and see how it goes.
Yeah, and we've talked in the past about this, but in your mind, what have been the most exciting aspects of the past paint outs? And is there anything new that people should be looking forward to this year? Anything different? Because these artists it's not everybody in one area, to your point, it's not everybody in one area painting the same thing. It's spread out through the community. So it seems like it could be different from artist to artist in terms of their experience. But what has been something that has stood out to you over the past iterations of Paint It Orange?
The diversity of the artwork does stand out to me because you do have a lot of kind of the impressionist, classical, in that same vein as Van Gogh or Monet. But then you have abstract interpretations. I remember, I think it was our second year, a abstract artist won first place, or it might have been honorable mention. I can't remember, but I was amazed that, there's such a broad range of painting styles. This is turning out to be our largest year yet. We are up to 71 painters as of today.
Wow.
Yeah, last year was our record at 66, so we've beat our record. And yeah, they're able to go wherever they want as long as it's in Orange County. We do give them a map with some general guidelines, in terms of here's some farms, here's some historic sites, here's, places where people congregate. And so it really is up to the artist to figure out, what they're going for that day. But it really, it's not all farm paintings, We have
a lot
of cityscapes. We have nocturnal works that are capturing our community at night, which are all, really cool. So this year we've actually added a youth component, which we are really excited about. We've been wanting to do this for a while, but pandemic. So we've actually done it this year, and it was open to middle school and high schoolers in both of our school systems. And we ended up with, I think it was 27 youth that'll also be participating. So we have, kind of a hall gallery next to the main gallery. So all the youth works will be exhibited there. And then they will also be juried as well as, the regular adult artists, and the kids will win cash prizes, and the art department of the two winning, one middle school, one high school, they'll win a $300 donation to their art department.
Oh, that is so exciting. Yeah. And a great way too, as you said, this is challenging. So maybe people don't necessarily gravitate toward it or have it in their minds as an option, but opening it up to different youth artists, it sounds like not only is there a great way to get practice, but then also for the art departments to benefit too. That's fantastic.
And, you know, we have a new presenting sponsor this year, your neighbor, William Travis Jewelry. And as a additional fundraiser for our organization, we're going to be raffling off a $1,000 gift card to William Travis for the holidays. So we're hoping that that's going to help us raise additional money for our nonprofit arm, the Orange County Arts Alliance.
We're speaking with Katie Murray, who's the director of the Orange County Arts Commission, who's bringing us this conversation. And we're talking about the 7th annual Paint It Orange Plein Air Paint Out and Wet Paint Sale presented by William Travis Jewelry. So you mentioned the gallery where these are going to be on display. That's coming up later on this week. And people will actually have a chance to purchase these works. Why is that potentially of interest for some of our listeners out there, maybe art collectors or people who really like artwork of our area? What makes those paintings really stand out?
Well, you just hit the nail on the head. They're all of our area. So it could be, you know, old well, or it could be, you know, a family farm that you've lived next to forever. I mean, all the works are depicting places in our community that we love. And we live in a really beautiful county. I mean, it really is. And so that's another change. This year, we are extending the show through November. So it's actually going to be 2 months. So for those 2 months, our gallery has over 100 works of original fine art, you know, mainly oil paintings. That's why we call it a wet paint sale, because the art gets turned in at noon on Friday. And then by 5 o'clock, we've hung them all and it's open to the public, which is bonkers, but we've got a really good crew that has it down pat. So and they're usually really affordably priced too. Last year we sold 22 paintings. That was our record, so I'm hoping to beat that record again this year. So
that's excellent. And again, that wet paint sale itself, Friday at 6 p.m the doors do open at that point, and Friday is the end of the competition. And I should say the paint out itself, it's, you know, art in that way, competition is a little all subjective.
Yes, now, totally.
And so that's coming up on Friday. That's how people can check out the work. And it's great that it'll be on display for a little bit longer, too. You mentioned this earlier, too, that all of this is going toward a good cause for the Arts Commission. What can you tell us about that? How do the funds and everything that gets raised from this event go to helping the Arts Commission do events like this?
Yeah, so the Arts Commission is part of county government. We are funded through hotel tax. Our budget is relatively small, you know, compared to everything that we want to do in the community. So a few years ago, we started laying the groundwork to create a nonprofit fundraising arm. And that was made official almost 2 years ago, about the same time we opened the Eno Arts Mill. That organization is the Orange County Arts Alliance. And so that is our nonprofit arm that is helping to raise funding to both, you know, supplement the Arts Commission's budget so that we can better serve the community, but also, you know, contribute more funds to community programs like our grant programs and, you know, things like Uproar that just happened last summer or this past summer. The Alliance was a huge part of that event, raised $70,000 to support that event. So, you know, the more money we can raise, the more we can turn around and better serve the community.
Excellent. Well, once again, we're speaking with Katie Murray, the director of Orange County Arts Commission. The 7th annual Paint It Orange Plein Air Paint Out and Wet Paint Sale happening this week. We have a couple moments left. Anything else happening around the Arts Commission you want to take a moment to highlight? I know that there's always exciting things happening at the Eno Arts Mill in Hillsboro, and probably a lot of other things on the horizon.
Yeah, the Arts Mill is a special place. We're coming up on our second year anniversary on October 1st. Wait, that was yesterday.
Yesterday.
We're 2 years and
1 day old.
Congratulations. the opening on Friday is part of First Fridays at the Mill. So that's an event we do every single month, year round, where all of our, you know, 17 artist studios are open. We have live music, food trucks, beverages, kids activities. It's very casual. It is not fancy pants, wine and cheese, arts reception. It's just come as you are and bring your kids.
It's a party. Yeah.
It's a party, yeah. And it's fun. So, yeah, I mean, even if you can't make it this Friday, we just want people to come out and join us for that. Check out our classes. You know, we have a lot of really exciting programs going on.
Well, again, we will have over 100 different paintings from this plein air paint out that will be on display through November, which is very exciting. If you want to get more details on the paint out competition, the wet paint sale as well, artsorange.org is the website to go to for the Orange County Arts Commission, who's bringing us this conversation this afternoon. Katie Murray, as always, thanks so much for stopping by, and excited to see all the work that's done this week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.